Poetry Rocks, Tool 6, The Observation. And the purpose of the observation is to further explore and develop promising subject matter for the content of your poems and or prose by transforming an observed moment into a poem. And a little bit of background here. Wordsworth's famous poem, I Wandered Lonely as a Cloud, sometimes called Daffodils, is a great example of this. In fact, I believe Wordsworth would heartily endorse this particular tool, believing as he did that poetry takes its origin from emotion recollected in tranquility. One could argue that the vast expanse of daffodils that so inspired Wordsworth would be hard to overlook. But we humans can get so caught up in our preoccupations that we can overlook almost anything, no matter how poem-worthy it may be. It's critical for those of us who are poets and writers to lavish attention on often overlooked details and even entire encounters. For as poet William Meredith said, the worst that can be said of any of us is, he did not pay attention. And as I suggested in Tool 5, it's really helpful to keep a small notebook or some index cards or your cell phone handy just so you can gather interesting snippets of conversation, images, encounters. Because we not only have to notice moments worth recording, we have to remember them too. And that's another thing altogether. So here's what to do. And the first thing is a quote by the poet Milda Williams, first, notice everything. And that really is what to do first and thoroughly, just to pay attention. For while I call this tool the observation because it involves taking a small moment of life you observe and turning it into a poem, if you're not paying attention, you're likely to think that nothing is happening that's worth observing, which couldn't be further from the truth. If you're really paying attention, and if you add a bit of imagination in the form of figurative language and connection to other events and ideas, any moment of observation can be turned into a poem. So now to writing. Take any moment from your day and turn it into a poem by writing it out as it happened, inserting line and stanza breaks in interesting places. You'll have an opportunity in upcoming tools to learn more about deliberately crafting those line and stanza breaks, but for now, just let yourself play with them and see if you can include words that provide a sense of place that can be thought of as geography and time, that can be thought of as chronology, and also include sensory details, which, thanks to the poet Maxine Cumin, I know we can think of as furniture. And we'll be talking about those in the next two tools. So here's my example. I went on a late afternoon walk with my ears and eyes open, and I encountered this little tableau, and I put this on the page with some imagination, metaphor, and wordplay. And notice the words that communicate the time and the place, the geography and chronology. I deliberately wove various horsey words through the poem too, so you can look for those. And this is called Under a Sky of Mare's Tails. As I walk by, a woman is raking autumn leaves into piles with a grim vengeance. So much to do by sunset. Mom, a girl calls from inside the house. Mom! Her mother's answer is to rake even harder. And which mother among us could not forgive the tightness in her lips? Mom! Here it comes. The snapped whip of the mother's, what? Is it N-E-I-G-H? The rake pauses as she puzzles. Nigh? Like the evening drawing close? Nay. For the horse! You can hear the cantering in the girl's voice. The woman smiles in spite of herself. Yes, she calls. N-E-I-G-H. Her raking resumes. Gentler, now she is gathering hues of chestnut, roan, bay. Now for your reflection. What benefits do you see in focusing on bringing attention and awareness to what you see, hear, and experience throughout your day? Are there any advantages in addition to finding subjects for your writing?